Bay Central, brought to you by Tabs the Lock.
New on the Tab app.
T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly. Gamblers Help 1800 858 858. On RSN Sunday Central.
Talking Greyhounds.
Still awaiting that full result through from Healesville, race number 372 in a photo is what we have to hand at the moment. Joining us to talk Greyhounds, George Ferrugia. George, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Interesting night for participants. The last three races at the Meadows last night, fog pretty much blanketed the state, but old Ronnie Hawkswell had a bit of a tough time trying to pick them out in the last three there, and thankfully they're able to drive the lure from the inside of the track, which made it a little bit easier so the show could go on.
Yeah, look, it was a challenge, but Ron, he's just an expert with all that stuff. He would have seen some pretty bad weather conditions over his period as a race caller, but I believe there was a couple of other codes where they had to cancel some meetings, right? Was it Cramp and Trots had to be cancelled, I think? So the fog really came down. So, no, it was a bit of a challenge. Just before that, Japara just continued on with this great winning form. This greyhound is showing so much early speed and ran 29.82, was the best of the program. Before that, just continues to beat Providence Bale, who's got defeated against it three times, but just racing in career best form, has won four of its last six. And, of course, we've seen Christo Bale go back-to-back in McKenna Memorial wins. Just an incredible performance to race at such a high level, Brendan, for such a long period of time.
And he seems to be going as well as ever. There was a little bit of a period there before he had a short break where he was giving them too much start. I know he was running against the really good dogs whilst doing that. But he seems to have a bit of a zest now where he's putting himself closer in races and making his work a hell of a lot easier, and he's even leading.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know when he does that, he's going to be nearly impossible to run down, especially over the 600-metre trip. He was awesome again on Thursday. Jarek Bale, his kennel mate who ran third, is a greyhound on the rise. But the old-timer said, not just yet, champ. I've still got you covered. As I said, to stay at that level for such a long period of time, and you make a good point, Brendan, he's raced against the best throughout his career. He's made some Group 1 finals over 500 metres where he's always found them a little bit too strong. Like, you know, your Shimmer Shines and your Diggalong Tongs and yeah, hard style Ricos, but Christo Bale at this sort of level, over the middle distance, he is one of the best in the country. Well done to Team Delbridge. They've had a very good run. And, of course, Zipping Rambo absolutely smashing them yesterday over 725 metres. So it's been a good couple of days.
Most certainly has, and he's a real talent, Zipping Rambo. Sandown today, just the eight races on the program for us to concentrate on today. George, we'll kick it off with a look at the first leg of the quarter. Race number five, a restricted win for Greyhounds with 1-3 wins over the 5.15. There are no scratchings here. Full field of eight to run. Weblick Scorcher is the favourite at $2.50. My Mate Tip off the red, $3.20. Mize at $4 and $27 for Resurgence number six.
Yeah, 4, 8, 5 and 6 are my numbers. I've gone Weblick Scorcher on top. Good win at the Meadows, two starts ago in 30 and 22. Shown enough early dash to get to the front from the same draw that he has today and was too good. Comes from a very good litter here, and I think these greyhounds are on the rise. He gets a big chance to win again today. Number 8, Myers. Good win at Horsham last start in 27.41. In fact, his form recently had been pretty good. Smashed 25 seconds at Sale back in April, so it certainly needs to be considered. Number 5, Lala Juniper, shows a lot of early speed. Having its first start here, good placing at Bendigo two starts ago. And number 6, Resurgence, certainly better than its recent form. Got to go back to its win at the Meadows all the way back in May, but did run 30 and 30, defeated a good one in Power of Buddy that day from behind. So 4 to beat 8, 5 and 6.
4, 8, 5 and 6 half in the first leg of the quarter. Now, just going back to Healesville, the third, still nothing available yet on the TAB website in regards to dividends on that race. The next is in 3 minutes' time, where Weblick Ranger is the favourite at 2.40 with TAB fixed odds. So we might get Matt in the studio just to chase up some numbers there with James. 4 is after the running of the third event. There was that close photo. We move on to the second leg of the quarter at Sandown Park, a grade 5 over the 5.15, 5 a vacant box, leaving 7 to run, 6 perfect product $2.50, 2 overflow Lisa at $2.60, New Jack Swing at $5 and $9 for Namita.
This is a good race. This is a quality event. I've gone 4 to beat 2, 1 and 6. I've gone New Jack Swing on top. He's run behind Cablenz, who's probably the emerging stayer in the country, where it did run third three starts ago. It was good, showed good speed, went 5.05, but still couldn't lead because Cablenz was off and gone, breaking 5 seconds. Since then, he's placed at Geelong and Cranbourne. I think it's a winnable race here, especially if he can begin cleanly like we know he can. I've got him on top to beat number two, Overflow Lisa, the kennel mate. Good win at Cranbourne in 30.03, two starts ago, leading all the way. Number one, Inga Mare, I think, is a little bit of a roughie in the race. Solid record from inside draws. A couple of its provincial runs recently have been okay. Last win came at the Meadows in 30.13 when it led all the way from an awkward draw. And number six, the greyhound you mentioned, I think his favourite, Perfect Product. Very, very fast beginner. Has won 7 of 15. Some of its wins at Sale have been outstanding, 24.53. So a lot of early speed going into this first corner. It's an intriguing race, 4 to beat 2, 1 and 6.
Yeah, a lot of early speed, but a lot of finishing power as well there, George.
Yeah, absolutely. Good race for a Sunday, that's for sure.
Grade 5 is race 7 over the 5.15. 5 is a vacant box, 7 to run. Busy time off the red, 2.80. 3, Demolition, 3.40. 6, Leaky Lee at $6, along with 7, Aston Resort, and number 2, Jezza Benz at $7.
3 to beat 1 and 7 here. I've gone Demolition on top, 29.72 placing last start. Solid record this track and distance, placing 6 of 11. Does some nice racing from inside draws. Off box 3, should be able to sit in a nice position early. Got it on top to beat number 1, the favourite, Busy Time. Another one with a solid record this track and distance. Good PB of 29.61. Nice win at Healesville 2 starts ago. They'll be hoping to sit into a forward position here. Number 7, Aston Resort, the other one. Hasn't run a bad race in the last month. Some good placings behind some talented greyhounds. Should get to the line okay. 3 to beat 1 and 7.
And the final leg of the Quaddy, this is a restricted win event over the 595. 5 is the vacant box. Hushing Dusk at $3.20 is the favourite. Captain Dynamite, $4.40. Dundee Ember is a $5 chance.
2 to beat 8, 4 and 3. I've got number 2 on top, Rothwell Prince here. Its last two wins at the Meadows have been pretty good, over the 500 and then over the 600. I think it brings a touch of class to this race. It ran 25.80 at Geelong back in March. We haven't seen too much racing from it more recently, but it's clearly in a bit of form with Phil Smith as a good trainer. Number 8, Dundee Ember. I like her form. Although she's won 3 out of 21, she won those 3 consecutively, including a 34.76 win at the Meadows. Since then, a couple of her placings behind Jarek Bale and Overflow Lisa have been okay. We'll throw in number 4 then, the favourite, Hushing Dusk, going for a hat-trick of wins. Really gutsy win at the Meadows last start to overpower Weblek Sunder. She had to do it pretty hard that day, Hushing Dust, and I thought she got to the line well. She's seemingly looking for this distance now. And then we'll throw in number 3, Alpine Blaze, who I think will lead the race. Certainly got a lot of good early speed. I might get a little bit tired in running, but certainly will set a cracking pace. 2 to beat 8, 4 and 3 to bring us home.
We'll just have to push pause there, George. The result has just come through from the previous at Healesville. 7-2, 8-1. There are no totes available as yet, and the runners are behind the boxes for the fourth. So they're about to box away there. We'll head to James after probably what's the longest photo finish decision in modern day times anyway. Be a trick at Healesville when the sun's out and there's a bit of dew around. George, thanks very much for holding on the line. Recap of your quaddy numbers and a best bet for Sandown Park, please.
Yeah, quaddy numbers 4, 5, 6 and 8 into 1, 2, 4 and 6 into 1, 3 and 7 into 2, 3, 4 and 8. We'll go nice and early. Race 1, number 8, a greyhound called Sir Chappie. Only had the 3 starts. Good placing at Sale. Ran 4th last week at Sandown. I didn't mind how it got to the line. Got beaten by one that I think's got a bit of a future in El Dorado. From the wide draw, comes from a good litter. I think he gets an opportunity here. Race 1, number 8.
Best of luck today, George.
You too, Brendan.